Cody Bills is with us from Farm Business Network. And Cody, obviously a big thing this year, farmers are really watching that bottom line and getting ready for their operating loans for another year. Tell us what's on the mind of farmers. What are you guys working with farmers on?
Yeah, Farmers Business Network provides a wide variety of financing options, both equipment, land refinancing, operating lines, and they have a great way of applying. There's an instant approval process, so it's very easy to get to. But I tell you what, that bottom line is concerning this year, especially when you project out into 25. And even for producers that are in this marketing year, you know, we were so conditioned by prices that were continuing to move higher. And then there's this stubbornness sometimes in selling as the market moves lower and can leave you really overexposed to that bear market that we've been experiencing this whole year. So a lot of people looking around for what do I do now? And the things that you can do is look at your bottom line. You know, you got to look at your cost of production, both last year and this year. That's something you can manage, you know. Shop around, look for other opportunities, see if prices are, for inputs, if there's any other opportunities out there.
That's very important, too, when farmers are thinking about yields and where they were this year and the dry conditions we had in Kentucky. Obviously, a big time for farmers to step back and say, hey, do we need to look at some different options or change our decisions a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it depends on how you're making decisions. And I think this is a year where you go back to the drawing board and you say, you know, what is my risk management plan? Do I have it written down? Because if you don't have it written down, it can get a little squishy there and you can get out over the tips of your skis. This is the year where you sit down and you reevaluate your risk management plan, make sure you're ready and stay disciplined in this next year.
FBN Cyber Days are coming up. What's that?
Cyber Days, it's fantastic. There's opportunities for up to 9% cash discount.
Wow.
You have 0% on crop input purchases. There's a bunch of different discounts all across. You can go to FBN.com and you can actually go and start shopping right now, comparing prices. We've got a number of reports that help producers look at where prices are in their region. We have a crop protection market outlooks to looking at 6 key active ingredients and saying, all right, where are they going to go? Looking at price trends over the last few years. So there's a lot of useful information when you're making those input purchases. And this, in November and early December, just a fantastic opportunity online to try and cut some costs.
Our farmer, are you guys working much with AI? Is AI becoming a big thing out there for you?
Oh, yeah. We're doing it's pretty interesting. You can engage with it, ask it questions on our website. It's called Norm. So if you're, it's one of the leading agricultural, it's almost like an agronomist there. So ask it questions, engage with it. Pretty interesting experience that really not available anywhere else.
On a positive note from the federal government, a couple of interest rates cut here slightly, the federal rate. Is that going to help farmers a whole lot, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, anytime interest rates move lower, you're going to lower that that cost, that interest expense, and that's fantastic. But I tell you what, we got 0% financing on purchases on Farmers
Even
Business
better,
Network.
Right.
The difference between 8% and 0 is pretty big.
Right.
And then, that's one thing that I'm encouraging producers is if you have grain that you're storing, maybe it's on storage at the elevator or maybe it's on the farm, evaluate why you're storing that grain, know your interest expense, and then see what the opportunity cost is because if you're storing the grain without a plan, it might be better served to liquidate that grain and put it toward trying to make purchases early, drive down that that cost of production as much as possible.
What should farmers be looking for in 2025? We're post-election now, finally got that out of the way for us. We know where we're going to go, at least for the next few years. So what should farmers be looking for next year?
Well, just I think it's going to be a lot of uncertainty on the horizon. There's just so many moving parts. Trump in his first administration, he threatened tariffs, he delivered. Now he's threatening tariffs. It's rhetoric on the campaign trail, but we'll see exactly what happens when he takes office. A lot of uncertainty on the horizon. I think there's real risks out there, and you just have to boil that into your risk management plan. At Farmers Business Network, we provide some market advisory solutions that help you to enter your production, your insurance, your cash contracts and futures and options, and it helps you boil down and stress test your farm portfolio and your overall profitability. It just helps you make decisions and understand your vulnerabilities so that you can choose the right tools to make the right trade-offs for your farm.
FBM, about to celebrate 10 years, your 10-year anniversary. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's very exciting. We got all kinds of deliveries over the last 10 years. We have over 15,000 five-star reviews.
Wow.
So the experience is really there. It's very easy to order. If you take a chemical invoice that you have and you contribute it, you're going to unlock the ability to look at prices on each of these products and look at price trends. So just a lot of analytical tools to help you make the right decisions when it comes to timing and also just when it comes to cost savings.
Obviously, 10-year anniversary, that's a great time for you, and really celebrating what you've done for farmers here in the last 10 years.
Yeah, we've done a heck of a lot of work, but we're just getting started. We're excited about it.
Looking forward to 2025. Cody, great to visit with you today. Cody Bills with Farmers Business Network, and good luck in 2025. See where we go, right?
Thank you, Alan. Appreciate it.
Alan Watts reporting with the National Association of Farm Broadcasting with Your Ag Edge.